And we're back with Bruising Reviews, talking about Loki Episode 3, and it's been a long week to lead up to this episode. We got Cole, and Joel, and Kyle. Include you, Joel. Okay,
Wait, is he off of probation now, if we determine that?
I think we still have to vote on it, but he can't be here while we do it. Okay. Anyways, we're talking about Episode 3. Which is by far the worst episode so far. This episode blows. Yeah. I said it. I'm not pulling my punches. I was bored. I expected something to happen. Nothing happened. And even when I thought something was going to happen at the end, they still cliffhang us.
Okay. No. I have a theory.
Yes. Kyle is about to blow your mind. So you ready?
No, I don't want him to blow my mind. He's a child.
I can't deal with that. When they are on the train and they're like finally agreed that they're going to relax?
Oh, by the way, spoilers.
Spoilers! Spoilers!
Okay, they're on a train. I don't think I spoiled anything.
Right, okay. They're on the train and they're talking about how they're going to each relax in their own way. I think at that point, that's when she gets in his head, is when he starts relaxing. And then all of a sudden, he's drunk, but I really think that at that point she starts enchanting him.
And so this whole like last half of the episode is
that's not far fetched, Kyle. I would agree with that. Except even if that's the case, it's still a shitty episode.
I didn't say anything about whether it was or wasn't shitty.
It's a shitty episode, but like this whole thing is kind of just doesn't make sense. They're on this random planet with
Lamentus.
Right? Yes, Lamentus.
Lamentus 1.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh, damn it!
not the second one. Lamentus the first. And they're going on a train to steal an Ark, which everything's blowing up, and it's like, I don't know, like totally doesn't make any sense how they would ever make this work without some type of like magical like pull something out of your butt type stuff. So it totally makes sense that this is all just like in his head, and then they wake up on the train in beginning of episode 4.
So I think we're going too far here. Let's start at the beginning. So at the end of episode 2, they jump through the time warp,
mm-hmm.
and Lady Loki, I forget her actually, Sherry?
The Shloki.
Or is it Sylvia?
Sylvia, there we go.
There you go, oh yeah, that's why we have Kyle for name. That's how much, like, so I was actually, like, Cole always disagreed about filler episodes. Like, if you actually do character development and make me understand more about the character, I can get on board with that. Like, okay, we got to understand, like, we have a whole new character, Lady Loki. Do you know the two things we learned about her?
She doesn't like love. Or metaphors.
And she's actually a lady.
Love is hate. And she remembers very little about her mother.
She can enchant people.
No, but she was told she was adopted right away. You were told? Like, anything about her, this is just them playing off each other, but there's no
chemistry.
No, the chemistry is whatever. Biology. It's Tom Hiddleston being Loki and whatever actress.
Speaking of biology, is Loki falling in love with himself?
No one brought up biology.
I did bring up biology. Can Loki father himself is the question.
No, that's not the question.
Is that how the variants came about?
that's in episode 5.
Which was conceived by episode 4.
You go up to Loki
4.
And be like, to any of the conversation that's going on. We're not really learning anything. We're just watching them do things, and a planet that's dying is like, we gotta recharge our cell phone battery. Where's the intrigue here? We know they're gonna get off. You're on episode 3. There's no TVA, which, by the way, I missed Owen Wilson very much in this episode. I never thought I'd ever say that about that man, but I did miss him in this episode. Like, the timeline just got bombed in the previous thing. Like, that was a big cliffhanger. And this episode does not address it, doesn't cut away. We're just dealing with these two people trying to catch a train to Clarksville, and I got nothing from it. I literally got nothing from this episode. It is, in my opinion, a waste of my time. I bet you I can watch the next episode and probably be able to fill in the blank between 2 and 4.
I will say I did not know that Loki could make fireworks out of his hand.
That's true.
So that made the episode for me.
Kyle, I'm just kidding. I forgot about that.
Oh, also, I didn't know.
That's how crappy it was. He forgot.
I didn't know Loki was bisexual. They never specified that before.
He really did.
She's like,
maybe.
Oh yeah, you into princes and princesses? He's like, a bit of both.
Maybe he was bi-curious.
Are you bi-curious?
I mean, we never saw a Loki sex scene ever before, so we don't know what's going on with the 10. Maybe he's a god of mischief. Maybe he shows up as a woman in a lesbian scene. Would that make him bisexual?
I'm not going to answer that for several reasons.
I'm scared where this rabbit hole is going to lead us.
That is to a very terrible, dark place, Joel. So thank you for bringing us back to reality.
Yeah, I think if we go much further, we're going to have to rate our podcast.
So, Joel, what do you think of the episode?
Rated M.
I don't remember much of it.
You don't remember anything?
Joel, are you sneaking on the podcast without watching the show?
The episode came out yesterday.
Joel.
I remember nothing.
Dude, all you had to say was, yeah, I didn't like it either. Why'd you have to, give yourself up?
Totally, you've lost all credibility in this podcast. I remember none of it. No, actually, Cole, better theory, he never watched
so
it.
Bad that I don't remember.
No, he jumped on the podcast. He never watched it once. He's only had it for like 30
I just don't
hours.
Understand. Everybody's just crapping on this episode right in front of Joel. Hey, Joel, what'd you think? Oh, yeah, it was terrible. That's all you had to say. Literally the only thing.
It's pretty garbage, Joel.
I know it is. Just like this episode.
Joel, you can be honest on the podcast. Did you watch it?
No.
I appreciate your honesty, and can we kick him out?
I didn't have time. I was at work.
Why did you jump off? Hey, Joel, you know you have to watch it before the next podcast, right?
Yes, I do.
Well, anyway, Joel. Small fill-in.
Joel, what else did you think about this episode? Joel, what the hell?
Okay, Joel. Small fill-in. So where we left off episode 2, they go through the rabbit hole into Lamentous One, this random planet that's going to blow up and they're going to kill.
Very important, sir.
T-minus
and
5 minutes.
Of course, their little tempad that they need to get back just runs out of battery, so they like need to charge it. So
they're trying to find a phone charger, basically.
Yeah, so they're trying to find a phone charger on a dying planet. They each get shot in the face once.
They
go on a train. Loki gets drunk. They get thrown off the train.
Yeah, they
go to the Ark. They try to break into the Ark, but then the Ark explodes, and they're on a planet that's just about to die. That's the whole show in 10 seconds.
So what does a train have to do with it?
Well, they were riding on the train.
They were on the train to get to the Ark.
Can we mute? Okay, we're going to talk about the episode. Joel, you're on mute, and this is why we crap on you. It's moments like this. You didn't do your damn research?
What?
You're going to be on... No, you remember you said last episode, Cole? On probation? No. Not.
I told you I didn't watch the episode.
After you said, I don't remember anything about it, and then I called you on your bullcrap.
No, I told you before that I didn't watch the episode.
Jake didn't understand your subtle hints.
Joel's
like, I don't have to pretend like I didn't see episode 3, and Jake's like, yeah, you do.
Joel, you're one of the lucky ones, then.
No,
you actually skipped this one.
I'm not the idiot here.
Actually, Joel, we can do a fun thing with you. You don't have to talk for the rest of this podcast, but what you can do is watch episode 4 without watching episode 3 and tell me if my theory is right that you could probably skip that one.
I'll give it a shot, and then if I can't, I'll go back and watch episode 3.
There we go.
Okay. There you go. Now we can actually put this theory to the test.
See?
Pretty cool.
I am Joel. Giving value.
All for the greater good,
Joel.
Joel.
You're not, The value will be not talking while me and Kyle and Cole discuss. That's the value you bring. Thank you.
This is your chance to practice. Try to play along when other people say stuff.
Wait, what? Anyway, Kyle, have we brought you in on this? What do you think? Besides your theory, that's probably right, to be honest. More to think about it.
I'm really hoping that the theory is right, just because when I saw it, I'm like, oh, this is what's happening. It'd be really cool if I was right. But other than that, I hated the episode. Really, like, there was not.
And Kyle, that is right. Like, it would be cool. But even if she was enchanting him or she was enchanting him, I think they could make this episode still more enjoyable. I feel like they both end up, and you might be right. And the reason why I think you're right is when they both, like, can we trust each other? We do. And you can trust me, which is so not a Loki thing to really do, but it feels like there's like this connection. So I think he might be enchanted, and I think that's a very, very good theory. But at the end of the day, does that make this episode more watchable when you find out the truth? Not really.
Well, no, it just feels like a waste, honestly.
Of an episode.
I just think that the whole episode, the dynamic between them is just like, it wasn't very natural. Like, oh, like, we're enemies and we're trying to get, like, take the tempad from each other. But then, oh, we're like falling in love kind of out of nowhere. But
love is a dagger, a metaphorical one.
Right, yeah, but you know that
they're... That was a pretty hilarious exchange, though. I did laugh at that. I figured an answer to your question. But also you had Loki going, another! And I'm like, ah, I love it when someone does another. And just slams the glass down. I've been kicked out of so many bars because I did it once.
Why does that surprise no one?
Not cool yet. I'm still trying it. I can't talk when you're looking like that, okay? You gotta change.
I can't talk, period, you said.
Well, apparently you broke that rule, too. Yeah, here we are. But yeah, this episode, like, the only thing, there's another big thing we learned that I think could be very interesting in the coming episodes, and that is, the TVA are all variants, which means this entire organization, the Timekeepers, seem to be this over-controlling power that probably isn't what they're all shaped up to be. And it also makes sense. I think, oh, like they said, they used to, like Lady Loki said, they used to be people and they're variants, and then they basically brainwashed them because they said, oh, we were created by the Timekeepers. That's what they were brainwashed to believe. That's the one piece of this episode I'm like, that's interesting. Let's learn more about that. Why does Owen Wilson love jet skis in this show? He's probably from Earth. Probably used to have one.
Yeah.
Owen Wilson.
Speak up, son.
Yeah, you're cutting out.
So what did you miss?
I'm just saying, assault. Talk louder.
So my theory, like, I do like the fact that now we realize the Timekeepers really seem like kind of a shady, very powerful organization, and I can get behind them trying to take them down. But it was like such a little thing, like a kind of like a pathway line, like, oh yeah, variants are the Minutemen, they're all those people, and they actually don't, they weren't created by the Timekeepers. And Loki's like, they think they are.
Okay, yeah. Can I interject a theory?
Yes.
Okay,
sure.
So
you already know you get one theory per episode.
No, no, this isn't my theory.
This is my theory.
This is not
my
theory.
I take credit for your theory.
This isn't my theory. This is something like a video I saw.
Well, was your other theory not your theory?
No, the other one was my theory. This
is my theory.
A theory I heard. Okay,
it's mine.
Stop it.
So wait, we can agree it's Cole's theory.
Sure. Okay, so that one of the Timekeepers is, I forget his name really, but I think it's Kane the Destroyer, who's going to be the villain in Ant-Man and the Wasp, the newer one, I think.
Okay, Kyle, you're not allowed to access the internet anymore, because there's no way you're coming up with this out of thin air. There's no way you know about Kane the Destroyer.
Okay, I said it's not my theory.
It's
I
my
heard
theory.
It.
Please explain your theory better to us.
Okay, so there's a villain in the comics, Kane the Destroyer, and I'm pretty sure it's for sure in one of the newer Marvel movies, but I'm pretty sure Ant-Man and the Wasp are the...
No, it wasn't Kane the Destroyer.
No, in the new one that's coming out. There's going to be another
Quantum Realm.
Either that one or a different new one that's coming out because
probably the multiverse.
I don't have
madness,
this theory well researched. But that one of the timekeepers is actually the villain in that. So just putting that
okay, I think this is setting up the multiverse of madness, but like I said, like when they bombed the timeline, it really bummed me out that they didn't even go into that. Like that was like a huge thing for the TVA. Like everyone was freaking out like, oh my god, this can't be real. And we have no idea. Like there was nothing in this episode that gave me substance besides a couple pass away lines. And yeah, I really did not like this episode.
Okay. Now let's
as Cole calls it, a filler episode.
It was a filler episode.
This is 100% a filler episode.
Okay, now let's pretend Joel's an idiot all here for a second here. Now explain to Joel, because I understand it, but I want you to explain it to Joel.
I don't have to pretend.
How do you bomb a timeline? What does that mean?
So all the stuff that Lady Loki had taken from the Minutemen.
Yes.
The reason why she was attacking the Minutemen, taking all their stuff, was she was putting all like that bomb in episode 2.
Yep.
They put them into different portals, and she put them to go to different places at the same time on the same timer, and all go off at once.
So,
but aren't they all just timeline resets?
No, they weren't resets.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they were. They were the things that they would lay down to reset the timeline.
That's true.
That's true. They didn't destroy
the things.
So
they're all just timeline
than
resets. So all she did is just reset a bunch of timelines.
Yeah, but they only reset the timeline when the timeline needs to be reset. What about you drop a timeline reset in a place that they need to be reset? then it doesn't do anything. Yeah,
well,
Joel,
theoretically,
you have
I thought
a lot of credibility
when we
here.
Saw one of the resets work, all it did was get rid of the stuff that wasn't supposed to be there.
But exactly, but if you put a reset in a place where stuff is supposed to be there, wouldn't that mess up the timeline?
That I don't know.
Yeah, see, no, that's pretty basic for me, guys.
No,
you
because
put a reset
the resets
in a
don't affect the things that are supposed to be there. That's the whole point of a timeline reset.
Okay, so Lady Loki got a little tech. What do they call Loki in this one? Tech savvy.
You've never heard that term?
Either way, but either way, all those time portals opened up.
Unless
into it.
Unless the TVA isn't even supposed to be controlling anything.
Hey, she stole the time portals from the Minutemen, how they were supposed to get back. And she put bombs and set them right above the time portals that were supposed to go off at a specific
time. So, Owen Wilson.
They were the timeline resets. She would
take
all the timeline resets.
Okay, Joel, you expert. How did the Minutemen show up there? Timeline resets, or did they have portals?
She probably did take the portals, too. I'm just saying.
Well, that's what they used at the end of it.
All the things that went through the portal were the timeline resets. All those things that she set up and then they went through the portal, all they were timeline resets.
Maybe they'll explain in episode 4.
So
can you talk about episode 3? Oh, no, you can't. Come back to the last episode.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless the TVA isn't even supposed to be anywhere in these portals, so maybe she sent it to the places where the TVA are. And it just reset the TVA. Who knows? I don't know.
I don't understand that. But
episode 3, she goes into the TVA and starts beating ass. She's trying to get to the timekeepers, by the way.
Okay.
So, spoiler alert, but it's very early on in the episode.
It lasts
so
for like 2 minutes.
She tried to get them all to freak out, so she get all the guards to go deal with all the crazy like stuff that's going on with the timeline. So Lady Loki go in there when everything was on guard and take them down. That was her original plan. But we had no motivation from Lady Loki. None whatsoever in this episode.
She was told she was adopted.
Yeah, which apparently is not a good thing because then she's going to go crazy, become a variant.
You become a woman, I guess.
Lines.
Still don't understand how you become a variant.
Or a woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very simple, actually. You just say, I'm a woman.
These days.
Joel, quit making this podcast political. I'm sick of you.
Wow, Joel. So you way to take it to that level, man.
You always try to bring your politics into this.
Okay, how do you rate this episode?
Well, we're not done yet. There's so many important things about this episode we haven't talked about yet.
I literally summarized them for Joel in 10 seconds.
Yeah, I don't Joel remember. Still looks confused. You don't remember or never happened? This is
well, gonna get a it's all a variant, so it never happened.
There's a couple things that were briefly enjoyable, but it's a 4.5 for me. I mean,
that's really weird. I'm going to agree with Jake for once. I know this doesn't happen often. I'm going to say 4.5. That's exactly the number I came up with right off the top of my head.
No, I mean, that's all I can think about. I thought about giving it 3, but
that just made it sound like that's not what it was.
No, it is not a good episode. And what pisses me off is, like, I was, like I said all the time about, like, the Mandalorian and all this stuff, like, they're not giving us 23 episodes of a season. Like, they're focusing it down so they can give us a cohesive story within a few episodes, 6 to 8. And the problem is they gave us absolutely nothing in this episode. This was a waste of time for this story.
Enchantment.
So, even if it was enchantment, it's still not an enjoyable episode.
Agreed.
I'm going to rate it.
If it was enchantment, that even puts it lower.
You're just rating it a 5 because you think you're right.
It's a 5. Joel, what do you rate it?
Joel, what do you rate this episode?
I don't remember what I was thinking.
And Joel, spoiler alert, in the beginning they show her kind of enchanting the TVA officer from the last episode. That was like, it's real. So they show us that, which again gives proof to Kyle's theory that maybe it is. But at the end of the day, like, you could have made it more enjoyable for us to watch. It's still a bogus episode.
Yeah.
Like, even at the end, if at the end of this episode, it showed him still on the train and her, like, manipulating his mind, I'd be like, okay. But they gave us nothing. They see a ship blow up that they're supposed to get on. Now they're doomed.
Yeah, I think Lamentis 1 was a huge misstep as far as you could have picked a better planet to send him to.
So, by the way, one quick question. That old guy on the train, wasn't that person's husband? That old guy that, remember the girl with the shotgun? Or the woman?
Yeah, shot him in the face, yep.
Yeah.
Wasn't her husband that we saw on the train that told on Loki?
Maybe. I wasn't paying attention to that.
Maybe he's a variant.
Maybe we're all variants.
Oh, wait, that's like, whatever that, why can't I think of that movie with Ryan Gosling? And Harrison Ford.
They're gonna say
2049.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Replicas, variants—they're all the same.
Hmm. What, you thought of Ryan Gosling before you thought of Harrison Ford?
He was the main character. Harrison Ford like didn't even come in there until like the second half of the movie.
But he also could be a variant. There are theories.
Yeah, I think he was.
I think he was too. But yeah, that's our take on episode 3. I really hope they get back on track. They only have 3 episodes to go, so please, Loki, get better.